How you doing, everyone? It's the Hungry. And today's thought of the day is,
I believe that a person should wake up in the morning, and the first thing they should do is get themselves in the right state of mind or in the right mood, which is the mood of passion or in the mood of excitement or in the mood of whatever your desired goal is for that day or for that week or for that month or for the year or whatever it is. Because essentially, I think you should have four different levels of goals or dreams that you want to actually shoot for. The four different levels are short-term goals, mid-term goals, long-term goals, and lifetime goals. Short-term goals is, well, like around less than a year, obviously. Mid-term goals is, well, between a year and a couple, like 2 or 3 years. Long-term goals should be like 5 to 10 years. And then lifetime goals should be the entire life. So so it all depends on what type of goal you're trying to achieve. But I do believe that being in the right mood or right state of mind in the morning and throughout the day, regardless of if you get triggered out of it or not, you have to try to stay in that mood of in the zone or the mood of it being in the vortex or the mood of being connected or within the flow or in the mood of being connected with creation throughout the day until you go to sleep. And even when you go to sleep, they say technically you are that mood even in your dreams, supposedly. Your body, whatever mood you go to sleep last with is the mood supposedly you're going to sleep in and you're going to dream based on, supposedly. I'm not 100% sure if that's a fact or not, but if it is, why not go to sleep in a positive and neutral state of mind so that you can have positive and neutral dreams instead of going to sleep in a negative state of mind and have nightmares if is indeed true that you go to sleep and you dream in the based on the type of emotion you went to sleep last in. So the goal is to get in the right mood, a positive and neutral mood, which is supposed to lead you to the mood of being in the zone, being in the vortex, being connected with flow, and being connected with creation, with God or whatever, with the higher power, whichever you want, whatever you want to call the entity, which is everything, creation. And go throughout the day in that mood. And still live your day-to-day life, you know. Still live your normal life that you would live, you know. Still work, like go to work, and after work, go take care of your family. And then after taking care of your family, take time for yourself to take care of yourself and stuff like that. And then after that, you know, go to sleep, you know, and make sure you get the right type, the right amount of sleep at night and everything like that, you know. Make sure you do what you would normally do on a regular basis, but just apply these steps of using the strategies to help you with the metaphysics side of philosophy, which is part of the human being that affects timing, or you not perfect timing, but the right time when to do things when it comes to creation and when it comes to the person itself, which is yourself, and when it comes to every other variable that is included in creation. So like I said, I believe that your goal is to still live your day-to-day life like you would, but apply the strategy of, you know, waking up and putting yourself or triggering yourself into the right state of mind, the right mood of positivity and neutrality or passion and calmness, and get yourself in a mood or state of mind of being in the zone or being in the vortex or being connected to flow or being connected to creation, God, or higher power or higher entity, whatever you want to call it. If you apply these steps with your everyday activities, I believe that you're going to have a more synchronistic, more peaceful, more harmonious, and more insightful life if you do apply these steps. Obviously, there's more information and more strategy that you can use to apply the strategies that I came up with when it comes to philosophy and metaphysics and being and connected and with creation and being, or God, and being and doing things in the right time, the right timing, regardless of what type of reality you're living, you know, and no matter what you do, you know, you could be, you know, have any type of career, anybody, and no matter, you can have a career, not have a career, retired, disabled, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing in life, it doesn't matter. As long as you apply this, my philosophy steps of that helps you with the, that helps you with timing, with having, doing things at the right time so that you can live a more synchronistic and harmonious reality and things, and you can live your, be your true self. And we all as a society and as a world can work and live a better life, essentially, if everybody essentially applies us the strategy, we can all live a very a better life, I think. Is there going to be negative stuff around the world? Yes. But those who are only focused on the positive and neutrals will not be attached to it and will not be consumed emotionally by it. So we'll be good. It will still be happening, but we won't be focusing on it and we won't be affected by it or attached to it. And then we won't be emotionally connected to it, which will be good. So I believe that being in the zone, being in the vortex, being connected with flow, or being connected with creation slash God slash higher being slash everything, every creation entity, is a very important step that one needs to do every morning when they wake up. And then one needs to try to stay in it and practice it throughout the day. And then one needs to sleep, go to sleep while being in it so that they can actually dream in that state of mind, that mood, so that they can have a better dreams, hopefully. I do have strategies on how to be able to use, or how to be able to not only get yourself in that mood, but how to stay in that mood. But tune in to my other episodes, and hopefully I can explain the strategies on how to get in the mood, how to stay in the mood, how to avoid triggers, and how to do other techniques that would help you not only put into practice the philosophy, the strategy, the philosophical strategy that I came up when it has to do with the metaphysic side of creation. And then we'll go from there.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to follow D Humbry 5 on all social media platforms.